Hi, this is Heather McFadden with CMSC Media. Today I'm looking at the use of technology in the healthcare industry. Digital transformation in life science and healthcare has lagged behind other industries, but this is changing and experts are predicting dramatic changes in the next 20 years, driven mostly by emerging technologies. Today I have the opportunity to speak with Tal Rosenberg, Senior VP of Technology Solutions at IQVIA, about their solutions and vision for the future. Hi Tal, how are you today?
Hi Heather, very good. How about yourself?
I'm doing great, thanks. Thanks for taking the time to speak with me today. Can you start by telling me a little bit about yourself and IQVIA?
My name is Todd Rosenberg, and I'm the Senior Vice President for our Technology Solution Business Unit. I've been with IQVIA for just about 11 years now. And IQVIA, for those of you who don't know, is the largest provider of data technology consulting and services in the healthcare industry. 60,000 people in 150 countries. We take pride in our domain expertise, our unparalleled data, our advanced analytics, and our transformative technology.
Great. So you've been providing some innovative solutions for your customers in the healthcare industry. Can you tell me how you see the convergence of technology, data, analytics, and healthcare, and describe how you envision IQVIA's role within that space?
Sure. And maybe I'll take a tiny step back and you know, IQVIA finds itself in the midst of the fourth industrial revolution, or said in other words, in the midst of what our industry is trying to transform through digital innovation. And we're in the unique position of being in the intersection, right, of healthcare and technology to really help drive innovation and reinvent what healthcare would look like. I think it's a very interesting time in our industry, given how, on one hand, the portfolio of our customers is really changing, you know, more specialty, more rare disease, more unique launches versus the big blockbusters, primary cares of the past, and at the same time, evolving landscape in terms of stakeholders that are really influencing what we as patients actually get to consume to treat ourselves. Right? So it's no longer just the relationship between the rep and the physician, but a lot more in terms of the payers and providers, caregivers, etc. I think the other big trend that's kind of influencing, and then I'll be able to get to specifically your question, but I think the context here is important, is that there's an increasing level of pressure on the industry to accelerate clinical development. Right? So how do we bring new molecules to treat patients faster? And that is something that, again, the kind of the transformation has been upon us to really help make that a reality. So all of that kind of leads into this really unique opportunity that we have today overall, and the unique position that IQVIA is taking in the industry is we've been managing and hosting data for the last 60 years, right? And we have been innovating in bringing new technologies to the market for the last decade. And taking these two things together is really enabling a whole new level of insight and capabilities to help really transform our industry, which is, again, bringing drugs, new molecules to market faster and be able to make sure that these drugs end up at the hands of the right patient. In the past, the industry were trying to figure out how to make sense of their data. Separately, they're trying to make sense of how do they figure out their technology investments. A lot of silos by which companies were trying to connect the dots, and where IQVIA is playing a big role is we're actually connecting all the dots. We're bringing all the data together, we're infusing the data into the technology, and with that, we're really enabling our customers to make better, faster decisions pretty much every time.
I guess your products being called Orchestrated Customer Engagement kind of encapsulates everything you just talked about, removing the silos and integrating the teams across the company to make the proper decisions.
Yeah, absolutely. Orchestrated Customer Engagement is not so new anymore, but one of our latest and shiniest innovation, focusing on the commercial ecosystem of how to make sure that we help manufacturers really enabling physician caregivers, nurse and other practitioners to really support patients throughout their journey of care. At the same time, we're orchestrating the experience that our customers are having along the cycle of clinical trials. So the word orchestration is in the heart of what we do. We like to call it the ear of orchestration, which is how you really coordinate people, how do you connect people, and how do you enable intelligent workflows for people by deploying technology, by deploying analytics, by deploying unique data sets, or again, to inform a better experience for their customers.
What role do you see AI and machine learning play within your products and healthcare industry specifically?
I think the role of AI and machine learning is tremendous, right? In order to really help us make sense of the data. We've been in the data business for many, many years, but it's no longer just about the data that we have. It's about the data that exists out there alongside what we have. But how do you make sense of it all? How do you really connect it? There's so many different applications, so many different devices that are generating terabytes of terabytes of data a day per patient. So how do you really get the right level of insight in order to detect a diagnosis in advance so you can take action, or to detect what physicians are best to be recruited to support these clinical trials, or what physicians are best to treat these cohorts of patients. So AI and machine learning, with across IQVIA right now, we have over 120 AI machine learning projects that are different level of maturity that are actually helping us to really inform decisions in real time. I think AI and ML is going to continue to be important. Actually, the importance of AI and ML is only going to increase as the proliferation of data sources and the velocity of data is kind of exploding all around us.
Yeah, and AI is infiltrating every aspect of our lives. What has the industry response been like to your solutions, and I guess to OCE specifically? Are you seeing challenges to the adoption of your solutions?
I think the industry has been thirsty, I would say, for new ways of doing things that they've done yesterday. A lot of time when everyone's talking about digital transformation, but the question is, what does it really mean? And for a while, it meant automation and cutting costs and doing things faster, yes, which is all important. But the true application of digital transformation is how do you really disrupt existing ways of doing things, reinventing business models and really enabling patients to receive care in ways that they were never really possible, right? And they were never really possible because we didn't have the data, or if we had the data, we didn't know how to access it, or because the technology platforms did not enable the connectivity and the experience that we have today. So the industry has been thirsty for change, thirsty for innovation, and I think that we're kind of like in the right time, in the right place, really bringing our domain expertise and then our power data, the analytics that we were driving from those two, and then integrating it with technology that creates a whole new level of engagement. And that's why we see a pretty remarkable uptake in our entire technology portfolio.
Excellent. What do you see as the next technological advance for IQVIA?
Yeah, so there's a lot of things that we're working on, right, to continue and push ourselves in the industry with new innovation. I will give you two big themes that I think are important. One, building on what we said earlier in terms of the continuous growth of data sources and the need for better ways to access data, to synthesize the data, to curate the data, and with all of that to enable better decision making. We are basically taking what we've built over the last 12 years as internal capabilities for us to manage, you know, the largest volumes of data that exist in the industry, and we're applying it in the context of our customers pulling in their data and other data sources that are available. We're calling it the Data Science Cloud, which it means what it says on a box. It's basically all the data that's available in the industry through a SaaS platform that enables not only integration, but the interrogation and the insight generation out of it. So how we manage data and how we enable that for first-in-class AI, that's one big thing that we're already doing quite a bit, but more is coming in terms of market-ready capabilities. The second, which is as excited as the first, is the broad category of patient engagement, which I think is an extremely interesting space on how do you bring manufacturers of drugs closer to patients, or patients closer to manufacturers, as we all become a lot smarter. So how do you really take the digital transformation and really enable through digital channels that connectivity? And I call it patient engagement. And patient engagement means many different things in many different settings. Patient engagement, I mean, what does it look like for a patient during a clinical trial? And it could mean in the commercial settings, how does the patient stay on a therapy, adhering to it, behavior modification, etc. So more to come on that. I think it's a very exciting space for all of us in the industry, and especially for patients.
Right. And circling back to what you said at the beginning, consumers are getting smarter and more informed and looking for that engagement. We want to have an active role in our healthcare. So I'm looking forward to seeing what comes next within that particular piece of the puzzle.
Exactly. Yes. Very exciting.
Thanks so much for your time, Tal. It was a pleasure speaking with you.
Perfect. Thank you, Heather. Looking forward for our next catch-up.
Thanks so much.
Cheers. Bye-bye.